There's a lot of science that happens on the North Slope. Some of it is homegrown, like the wildlife research done by the North Slope Borough, but a lot of it is done by scientists who spend weeks or months doing fieldwork before heading home. So how does the community stay in the loop on the research being done in their own backyard? From Alaska's Energy Desk, Ravenna Koenig recently attended a science-themed barbecue in Utqiagvik and has this report.
You might be hard-pressed to get folks to show up to a science presentation on a Saturday night, but everyone loves a good barbecue.
Oh, great hot dogs.
Out on the edge of town, people have come to the building that serves as the science hub. Kids play on the floor while adults chat over hamburgers and hot dogs. A man steps up to the microphone.
Thank you all for coming to the our first barbecue. We call this building the Bark. It's the Barrow Arctic Research Center. So this is we're just starting the barbecue series is what we call it.
That's Corey Erickson. He's the community science liaison here. He grew up mostly in Unalakleet, but his mom is from Utqiagvik. And basically, his job is to represent North Slope residents to the scientists who work up here, and vice versa. In addition to food, there were presentations from scientists who are trying to better understand some of the natural processes that affect climate by studying things like clouds and plants. 50 or 60 people showed up to today's event, including Emma Kiganuk, who goes by Susie.
I wanted to hear what was going on with the global warming.
Kiganuk says that she's seen the effects of that warming with her own eyes, like changes in the sea ice. She came to this talk because she wants to understand why those changes are happening and what might happen in the future, especially with things like permafrost thaw.
I was wondering, boy, where are we going to go if all of a sudden the ice melt and we all sink in?
Leanna Mack is another resident who turned out for the event. She says she likes to keep tabs on the science being done in her hometown, mainly out of personal interest.
I've been interested in science myself, and growing up, my grandmother, she translated for National Science Foundation.
Max says she was a little surprised that so many people showed up for this event on the edge of town, but that it makes sense given this community's long history with research.
A lot of people in the community have been engaged in all the science that's been going on up here for like 30, 40 years already. And so I think that's why there's so many people who do come out here, especially older people, because they were involved in it when they were little as well.
Throughout the summer, Corey Erickson will be organizing several other science outreach events. He says that some researchers are more invested in outreach than others, and he's glad when he encounters people who want to engage with the public. Presentations like those at the barbecue do help the community stay informed about the science that's happening in their home. But Erickson also wants researchers to take a second look at when outreach happens.
Does it come at the very end when you're all done with the research, when you come back and share the knowledge? Or does it come somewhere in the middle where you're doing the research so that some of that traditional knowledge might be incorporated into your results? Or does it come in the very beginning where you're actually planting the seeds and creating the research questions?
He hopes that things will shift more in that direction in the future. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Utqiagvik.